Good morning. I'm just having a morning tea, thinking about this movement practice, this theater practice that I love to give to leaders. It's a theater practice. So theater always means to make visible, or to make seen. And so what I find is that there's leaders who have big hearts and big intentions and want to show up a certain way for their people. But there's something, there's a disconnect. It's like what they're feeling and their intentions isn't coming through in their actions. Not that they're doing anything particularly wrong or offensive. It's just they're like, yeah, there's something missing. And so I like to give this a movement theater exercise on moving through the heart of your leadership. But usually it's good to even just take a moment to feel where the heart of your leadership, and it may not be in your heart area, is. Another way to think about it is the center of your inner leadership. Where does that exist? So can take a moment. And it's great to start these kinds of practices from a grounded place. And if you've been sitting all day, then you might want to stand. If you're drinking tea, coffee, super juice, like I am right now, then sitting and doing this relaxed works. So you can take a moment. It could be helpful to feel your feet on the floor and even to spread out each toe, trying to create space between the toes if that's possible. You can push down on your inner arches and you can push into your heel. And while you're pushing, it can feel like this is a great effort of you to be grounded, but also know, so if you can take the, so press, but take the pressure off of the intention of pushing and then receive the earth reaching up to you and supporting you too. So you're supported in this work. It might feel grounding to also pay attention to everywhere where your body is touching a chair, a couch that you might be sitting on. It's often the back of your legs and your buttocks. It might be even your back. Yeah, and you can lengthen up your spine and lengthen the back of your neck. So you're in this upright, stretched up position, but not too stressed, not too uncomfortable. And then relax the lines on your forehead and the space behind your eyes, between your eyeballs. Perhaps relax the back of your tongue. Relax your jaw and your shoulders and arms. So you should be in this alert, comfortable position. And from this place, you can take a moment even just to ask yourself, where does the heart, the center of my leadership exist? And you're kind of scanning your body. You might do it systematic. So starting at the top of the head, almost like a invisible metal detector, but instead of detecting metal, it detects leadership centers. So you can kind of scan your whole body. Or some people do this and they immediate zoom into an exact spot in their body and like, oh, there it is. Like they've always known instinctually where it is. So you do for yourself, doing a flow search or zooming in right to the spot or randomly checking, hey, does this feel like the center of my leadership? Now, I think it feels different for everyone, but it should be a place that when you tune in, kind of makes your body smile, makes you feel like there's inner wisdom, whether you think you're wise or not, but it's a place that feels like, oh yeah, this is where my wisdom lives. This is where my desire to serve and lift others lives. And the way I describe it, sometimes we think of center as like it must be one point and might not be moving, but you might find a part that you're like, oh, actually, it's this swirling sensation in the palm of my hands. Or it is like within the beating of my heart. So you're gently exploring where the heart of your leadership is for you in your own body. And I'll give two extra bits of advice. So one, if you haven't been tuned into your body in the way that you are right now, if you haven't even, you know, stretched out your toes in a while, it can feel a little bit, and if you come with the intention of, I'm going to figure out where the center is, and it's a bit too strivey, then your body might be tensed or just in awe of connecting to itself. And if that's the case for you, you can appreciate that you can actually intentionally relax and scan your body and come back to this meditation, this practice, another day and try it for a couple of days to find that center. And for those of you who are able to find the center of your leadership today, then just hang out in that place for as long as you can or time allows you. You might even breathe into it and imagine breathing from it. And again, this week is really just about paying attention to where the center is and not needing to analyze or change or grow, but just noting, hey, I do know that there's a center to my leadership. And I can tune into this spot anytime I need to. Beautiful. So you can hang out for as long as you want. I'm going to close the meditation now. So you can zoom out and bring attention to other parts of your body. Perhaps slowly open your eyes and let the light in. But also know that you can move from this spot today. If that feels like something that you want to start playing with. Thanks so much for meditating with me today. Have a good one. Bye.